Okay, so since we discussed lighting Ner Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, so let's talk a little bit about Ner Chanukah on Motzei Shabbos, specifically with regards to Shul, although we'll touch on when we get home, but let's talk about when we're in Shul, what do we do first, Havdalah or Ner Chanukah? So Rav Avadya Yosef in the Tshuva and Yechav Adas, Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Hei, so that's 175, says that the knee-jerk reaction is going to be, well, we know the rule, Tadir V'Shinu Tadir, Tadir Kodin Gemara and Brachos, in many other places discusses this idea of tadir v'shinu tadir, meaning you have two mitzvahs to do in front of you. One is common, one is less common. You do the tadir one first. The more common, the more frequent mitzvah should be performed first. And therefore, if you go based on that, Havdalah should really come first. Since we do it every single Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov, while Chanukah, as we know it, is only 8 days out of the entire year. Fine, very nice. You might come to ask Akasha based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis 23b, we've spoken about this in class a couple times already, that if a person only has money for one, either Ner Chanukah or Kiddush Hayom, they can only afford one of those mitzvos. So Ner Chanukah is going to take precedence because of the importance and the significance of Pirsum Nisa. We need to be Mefarsim Nisa, we need to publicize the miracle, we need to remind ourselves and the world what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us when we overcame the Yevanim, when we beat the Greeks in the Milchama, and we came into the Heichal and we found the one Pach Shemen, and we lit it, and we thought it was only going to last for one night, and it lasted for 8 nights, and that is the nace that we want to be a mefarsim, that's the miracle we want to publicize. So you think that Ner Chanukah, because of the Pirsum Nisa factor, should take precedence over Havdalah. However, Rav Avadya Yosef says that Gemara, and that Chiddush of the Gemara, is that you only have the ability to perform one Ner Chanukah, or Kiddush Hayom, and that's when the Pirsum Nisa factor is going to overwhelm the Kiddush Hayom. However, points out Rav Avadya, in this case, we're going to do both. We're going to light Ner Chanukah, and we're going to say Havdalah. And since we can do both, and in fact we will do both, then we go back to the classic rules of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Tosfos in the Gemara and Shabbos over there 23b tells us that this applies to the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh Teves that falls out on Shabbos, right? So you have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. Maybe even in the way we say that phrase, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, is based on Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem, right? Good Shabbos, good Yom Tov, same idea. So what do? On the Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, we first read the Maftir for Rosh Chodesh, and then we read the Maftir of Parshas Nesiim for Chanukah. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, Chanukah is Einu Tadir. And even though Chanukah is all about Pirsum Nisa, the rule of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir is operative. Why? Since we're going to do both. We're able to be Mekayim both of these readings, and this is not just Tosfos, but the Rosh says this as well in Shabbos. So based on this, just parenthetically, the Achronim point out that during the week, one should really daven Maariv before lighting Ner Chanukah, based again on the rules of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. We're able to be Mekayim both mitzvos, you don't need to choose one over the other, rather we're just choosing the order. And this is the Psak of several poskim who Rav Avadya points out. He also says this is the opinion of the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. So therefore, getting back to our issue, we should really say Havdalah and then light Ner Chanukah because of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. Additionally, Rav Avadya notes that Havdalah is the first thing on Motzei Shabbos since Rishona L'Kol Hamaisa. That's his expression, and based on that, maybe you would employ the idea of Ein Ma'avir Na'ala Mitzvos. Right, we don't want to pass over mitzvahs. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. You want to jump at it and accomplish it, fulfill it, perform it right away. And again, because of those reasons, we're going to maybe say Havdalah first. However, let's make the case for Ner Chanukah. The Meiri, again, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, now 23a, tells us, he notes this in Machlokas, and he concludes that really Ner Chanukah should come before Havdalah Alakos. He says, because we already said Havdalah in Shemona Esrei anyway. This is the opinion of the Orchos Chaim as well. Moreover, the Trumos Adeshin in his Tshuvas, first of all, says this. We already said Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, so now let's say Ner Chanukah. But he gives another reason based on the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kufei Amud Beis. We just started Daf Yomi Psachim. We're about 100 blot away, actually. Today's Daf is Hey. So we got some time till we can see this inside. But the Gemara in Psachim tells us the following. We should really delay making Havdalah as much as possible in order to add Chol onto Kodesh to ensure that Shabbos doesn't appear like a masa that doesn't feel like a burden. Shabbos itself shouldn't be burdensome to us, and we want to express that with our actions. So we're going to delay, we're going to push off Havdalah as long as possible. And this, in fact, is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in accordance with the reasoning of the Trumas Edition. A similar halacha is found by the way, on Purim that falls out on Motzoi Shabbos, or Sunday, I guess, when Purim falls out on Sunday, so we learn Megillah. We read the Megillah on Motzoi Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Tav Resh Tzadi Gimel that we should read Megillah, and only then, after reading Megillah, do we say Havdalah Ala Kos. Again, even though we have the principle of Tadir Shinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem, so this Svara, this concept from the Gemara Pesachim of Afuke Yoma Ma'achrinan, that we want to hold on to Shabbos as long as possible, that Afuke Yoma, going out of the day, Ma'achrinan, we should delay, that is going to be the principle that is going to win out. However, the Taz tells us in Tzim Tafresh Pei Aleph, he's cholik on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says no. Again, we said a moment ago that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, they paskin in accordance with this Trumas edition, that really seems like we should be saying Ner Chanukah, we should be lighting Ner Chanukah first, in order to hold on to Shabbos for as long as possible, and only then light Ner Chanukah. So the Taz points out the obvious problem with that. Because once you light Ner Chanukah, so then that's a Maisa Shulchol. You're doing malacha, havara, you're lighting a candle. So you're effectively ending Shabbos by lighting the Ner Chanukah. Ravaja puts the Maharal as well, who agrees with the Taz, or who says the same svar as the Taz, and because of that, they insist that really Havdalah Alako should come first. Yet, Ravavaji Yosef reasons that one can explain that the Trumas edition should really be correct, and that's in fact why the Shulchan Aruch Rama passed like him, by saying that only the Shliach Tzibur is lighting the menorah. Meaning he's not necessarily ending Shabbos for everybody, right? He's doing it, let's say, to represent the Tzibur, but fundamentally, everybody still has their own chiyuv to go home and say Havdalah Alakos. So you can still employ the concept of Afuke Yoma Ma'achrina to delay the going out of Shabbos. And he points out that this is the opinion of Yonas and Ipshitz as well. So halacha lemaisa, what do we do? While there are those poskim who agree with the Taz, Rav Avadya Yosef says that the overwhelming majority of poskim really seem to disagree with the Taz in favor of the Shulchan Aruch Rama and the Trumas edition, and that really goes to the Chai Adam, the Maram Shik, the Ksav Sofer, the Chsam Sofer performed Avni Nezer, many others, and he said this is really the accepted minog and practice in Yerushalayim, and it's common throughout Eretz Yisrael, and therefore in Shul we should really light Ner Chanukah and only then recite Havdalah. Fine. What about once we get home? What do we do? So says Rav Avadya, at that point we're probably more concerned for the Svara of the Taz, that once we light Ner Chanukah, we are Taka ending Shabbos, and you can no longer employ the principle of Afuki Yoma Ma'achrinan. So therefore, it's Mistaber, makes sense that really we should say Havdalah, and only after saying Havdalah, then go ahead and light Ner Chanukah. Rav Avadya notes two other additional reasons why that makes sense. So he says, first of all, he quotes the Mahar Shag, that Persume Nisa Birabim, meaning Persume Nisa is publicizing the miracle, but doing so in Shul, lighting menorah in Shul, which we'll talk about hopefully this week, Where this whole idea of public menorah lightings come from. But, you know, I think it's the Rivash says that the greatest persuman nisa that we can have, especially when we're lighting inside, indoors, we're not lighting outside like people in Eretz Yisrael do, but the idea is persuman nisa birabim, the publicizing the miracle is most effectively done, let's say, in shul. And when it's persuman nisa birabim, so then that's going to override the tadir b'shenu tadir. But Persume Nisa, on an individual level, when you're only doing it at home, so that's not going to override Tadir Vishinu Tadir. We fall back on the classic principles of Tadir Vishinu Tadir, and therefore Havdalah is going to come before the Ner Chanukah. He notes one other idea from the Shagisari, a little bit fancier, who says that Tadir Vishinu Tadir is only operative when the two mitzvahs are on the same level, meaning you have two mitzvahs that are mitzvahs midda'oraisa, or two mitzvahs that are midda'rabbanan. So he says, on Motzoi Shabbos, when Ner Chanukah is the Dirabbanan, and Havdalah is Dirabbanan according to some, and especially since we've already said Havdalah and Shmona Esrei, so then again we're going to fall back on the classic rules of Tadir B'Shenu Tadir, and therefore say Havdalah first, and then light Ner Chanukah. This is the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and several others, and therefore again, just to recap, when we're in Shul, it seems to be it should be Ner Chanukah and then Havdalah, but once we get home, it's Havdalah and then Ner Chanukah.